Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
I'm receiving today,
I am receiving today
this word to my heart.
This word to my heart.
My eyes are open.
My eyes are open.
My ears are open.
My ears are open.
And I'm asking for grace.
And I'm asking for grace
to hear and understand.
To hear and to understand
what your purpose is for me here today.
What your purpose is for me here today.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
I pray.
I'm going to take you to 2 Kings chapter 19. 2 Kings chapter 19. Now we're going to kind of jump around a little bit, but I want you to see something that if you listen to what God has spoken to the house of prayer several months ago or several weeks ago, that we were birthing into a new place. That was spoken to over us. It was spoken last year, and we're still giving birth. So here, when I read this morning, it was resonating in me as it stifled me. When King Hezekiah heard this, he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and went into the temple of the Lord. He sent Eliakim, the palace administrator, Shebna, the secretary of the leading priests, all wearing sackcloth, to the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos. They told him, "This is what Hezekiah says. This day is a day of distress and rebuke and disgrace, as when children come to the point of birth and there is no strength to deliver them." I said, "Okay." This is, to me, a warning. There is times some you need to be able to say, okay, if there's no strength in me, Lord, to bring this about, who am I going to trust? Who am I going to call for the strength to carry out the next level of this birthing process? And it's the Lord.
Yes.
Okay? And you need to humble yourself, because that's what the king did. There was a threat against him. Okay? Verse 4. "It may be that the Lord your God will hear all the words of the field commander whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to ridicule the living God." He didn't say ridicule me. He is making awareness that his nation is under attack because of the God they serve. Have you thought about why the United States is attacked? Because of the God you and I honor and serve.
Amen. Attack from within.
This whole Trump situation,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
This whole package of the swamp.
Yes.
The swamp are worshipers, not of the God you and I know.
That's right.
And they ridicule and laugh, mm-hmm. and mock, mm-hmm. and pray against.
That's right.
Yes, when you're ready to do something for the Lord, the enemy's going to what?
Oppose.
Going to try to attack you. He's going to try to stop you. He's going to try to give you an irritation. He's going to try to stop you from growing and maturing.
Amen.
Because that's what he is planning on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I repeat, the king of Assyria has sent to ridicule the living God, and that he will rebuke him for the words the Lord your God has heard. In other words, you can take this to the bank for today. The God of heaven has not lost his ears. He hears what the swamp is speaking in the background. Even with the new development that's happened in the news in the past few days, okay? There is some screaming going on in the background, okay? Loud screaming. What's your job? What's my job? To do exactly what King Hezekiah. Humble yourself. Cry out to the Lord. Do what needs to be done. Maybe you need to fast a lunch. Maybe you need to, you know, wake up a little earlier and maybe pray a little bit. You know, I don't know what he's going to lay in your heart, but you can do your part.
Yes.
Amen. Got it?
Yes.
So, therefore, pray for the remnant that still survives. Digest that one. Pray for the remnant that still survives. Why is it that this remnant is evident every time you see the enemy throw a fit? There's always a remnant. A remnant that are faithful. A remnant that's going to cry out to God. Okay? Amen. When King Hezekiah's officials came to Isaiah, Isaiah said to them, "Tell your master this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid of what you have heard. Those words with which the underlings of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me." Now he's really hitting home. "Listen, I am going to put such a spirit in him that when he heard a certain report, he will return to his own country, and there I will have him cut down with the sword." So, you see, Isaiah is the prophetic message that we're now hearing through Bullock. We're hearing through Johnny Enloe. We're hearing through different individuals that are giving the word. Susan O'Mara came. I don't know if any of you saw Susan's message last night. It was awesome. Okay? But again, it's about abortion. And that's what this scripture is. It is to abort the word of the Lord in you and me. And if we are the remnant, which I believe we are, we've been called to intercede for those that are falling away. And asking God for grace for them. Because if it wasn't for God's grace, where would I be?
Amen.
Okay? If it wasn't God's favor educating me and holding on, the others would fall apart. Okay? So, verse 9. Now Sennacherib received a report that Tirhakah, the Cushite, king of Egypt, was marching out to fight against him. So he again sent messengers to Hezekiah with his word, with this word. "Say to Hezekiah, king of Judah, do not let the God you depend on deceive you when he says Jerusalem will not be handed over to the king of Assyria. Surely you have heard that the king of Assyria has done all the countries, destroying them completely. And will you be delivered? Did the gods of the nations that were destroyed by my forefathers deliver them, the gods of Gozan, Haran, Rezeph, and people of Eden who were in Tel Assar? Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, the king of the city of Sepharvaim, or of Hena, or Eva?" Hezekiah's prayer. Pay attention. Hezekiah received the letter from the messenger and read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. Did you hear that? I've had to do that. I've literally been told by the Holy Spirit when the letter came into the mail that I couldn't function with. That I took that letter and I went right to the house of the Lord and I laid it on the altar. I anointed it with oil and I said, "Lord, this is not going to heal them. This is going to heal me. This is not going to kill them, but it definitely will take care of the soul in me." Because my soul wanted to react.
Right.
My soul wanted to pay back. I wanted to see flesh for flesh.
Yeah.
But God said, "Uh-uh. Can you trust me? Or will you choose to trust me?" When he said, "Can you trust me?" I said, "No." I wasn't going to lie to him. I said, I am so confused about this, and I don't know what to say, but if you say, will I trust you in this? I said, no, I can't. But he said to me, will you choose to trust me? See, he'll take us where we are at in those circumstances. And I couldn't choose. If I chose not to, that was my free will involved. It was no longer an emotion. See, fear will throw you into a fit where you can't choose. And you try, but you won't be able to because you're all concerned about survival. And it's your soul that's trying to survive. It's not your flesh. It's your soul. Your mind, will, and emotions are at stake. When you say, by an act of my free will, I choose to trust you in this, then you can lay hands on that letter and give it to him. And the enemy is going to have a fit. He's going to retaliate. He's going to push you. He's going to shove you. He's going to try to make you destroy what you have now chosen to do. Hezekiah received the letter from the messenger and read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, O Lord, God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubim, you alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth. That includes the kingdoms that are trying to destroy you. Yeah, they're low-level kingdoms, but they are kingdoms. You have made heaven and earth. Give ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Listen to the words Sennacherib has said to insult the living God. He's no longer thinking about him now. You see, he is putting it on the insults to the living God. So the king of Assyria wants Judah to fall. And if the king gets involved emotionally, how's he going to survive? He has to run to the Lord.
Yes, amen.
It is true, O Lord, that the Assyrian king have laid waste these nations and their lands. So he's not denying the truth. Okay? They have thrown their gods into the fire and destroyed them. For they were not gods, small g, but only wood and stone, fashioned by men's hands. Now, O Lord, our God, deliver us from the hand, so that from his hand, so that all kingdoms on earth may know that you alone, O Lord, our God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. See, there's a purpose of the test. And the purpose of the test is to awaken me and you to go higher than we've ever gone before.
Amen.
Isaiah prophesies Sennacherib's fall. Then Isaiah said to Amos, send the message to Hezekiah. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I have heard your prayers concerning Sennacherib, king of Assyria. This is the word that the Lord has spoken against him. The virgin daughter of Zion despises you and mocks you. The daughters of Jerusalem toss her head as you flee. Who is it you have insulted and blasphemed? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted your eyes in pride? Against the Holy One of Israel, by your messenger, you have heaped insults on the Lord. And you have said, with my many chariots, I have ascended the heights of the mountains, the utmost heights of Lebanon. I have cut down its tallest cedars, the choicest of its pines. I have reached its remote parts, the finest of its forests. I have dug wells in foreign lands and drunk the waters there. With the soles of my feet, I have dried up all of the streams of Egypt. Have you not heard? Long ago, I ordained it in days of old. I planned it now. I have brought it to pass. that you have turned fortified cities into piles of stone. This people, drained of power, are dismayed and put in shame. They are like plants in the fields, like tender green shoots, like grass sprouting on the roof, scorched before it grows up. But I know where you stay, when you come and go, and how you rage against me. Because you rage against me, and your insolence has reached my ears, I will put my hook in your nose. Notice again, it's not the king doing it. It's a prophetic word that the adversary is going to be hooked by something. We've got people right now that are being hooked. Okay? And we can see the truth because they're shaking in their boots. Okay? They're doing all they know how. And I watched a little bit of the news yesterday, last night. And I was listening. And, of course, in between the lines, you know, some are saying, oh, well, you know, Durham is really shouldn't be in that city, blah, blah, blah. They don't understand that our God is going to show his ability to expose darkness as never before. If this was done in another city, there would be excuses. It's got to be done where the damage has been done. It's got to expose where the damage is operating. Even now, it's operating. I will put my hook in your nose and my bit in your mouth, and I will make you return by the way you came. This will be the sign of you, for you, Hezekiah. Now get ready. This year you will eat what grows by itself, and the second year what springs from that. But in the third year, sow and reap, plant vineyards and eat their fruit. Once more, a remnant of the house of Judah will take root below and bear fruit above. For out of Jerusalem will come a remnant, and out of Mount Zion, a band of survivors or overcomers. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning the king of Assyria. He will not enter this city or shoot an arrow here. He will not come before it with shield or build a siege ramp against it. By the way that he came, he will return. He will not enter this city, declares the Lord. I will defend this city and save it for my sake and for the sake of David, my servant. That night, here, this verse 35 is important because I believe that that's happening even as we speak. That night, the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. Could he eliminate 2,000 mules?
Sure.
See, I ponder on that because most people think, oh, my God is limited.
No.
You see, your God might be limited.
Wrong God.
Thank you. With a small g, he can't do it. But with the God of heaven, he can eliminate those 2,000 mules. He can give them grace and favor and repent and expose what they've done and change tomorrow's future in this nation. Okay? Now, I don't believe he's going to do that because he's got a lot more to expose. I think the beginning of those 2,000 is just a sample.
Because that was only in a few states. It wasn't all of them.
That's right.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay? So, that night the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. When the people got up the next morning, There were all the dead bodies. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, broke camp and withdrew. See, the king didn't die, did he? He returned. Did you hear that? He returned to Nineveh and stayed there. One day, while he was worshiping, because the Lord had said he would be returning.
That's right.
He didn't get killed in Judah.
No.
He went back home. Mm-hmm. One day, while he was worshiping in the temple of his G-O-D, Nimrosh, okay, his son, Adrammelech, and Sherezer cut him down with a sword, and they escaped to the land of Ararat. And Esarhaddon, his son, succeeded him as king. Yeah. So all his boasting and his pride bought him a nice trip to hell.
That's right. Amen.
Because I don't see him repenting. I see him worshiping at his own God, believing that the God of Israel is nothing. Even though 185,000 of his men were killed. So when you see stubbornness of this kind and pride of this kind, and you see it right here today in this country, okay, you see the arrogant comments, you see the responses that are going out, what has changed? There is one that has not changed. The God of Israel is the God of the United States of America.
Yes, amen.
And America will be saved and shall be saved.
Amen.
There is no other option but Holy Spirit to come in and enlighten those that have gone after the foreign gods, believing that they could just continue their process of electing officials that want to kill babies. And they want to kill the elderly.
Yes.
Now, your seatbelt on, by the way? Nice and tight?
Yes.
Okay. I just got news from my sister 2 days ago. My brother-in-law was brought to the hospital by ambulance. He's had how many trips in the past few weeks? I can't tell you. So she reverted to calling 911 because he was having a heart attack. So they brought him to the hospital, the ER, and of course, when you're coming in by ambulance, immediately you go in, okay? And all the details, I might not get repeated exactly the way that she spoke them to me, but I want to give you an update. He's had several trips to the ER. On one of them, this past week, I believe it was Monday or Tuesday. He went in around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They took an EKG because he was having chest pains. And he sat in a straight chair in the ER until 12:30 at night when he called his daughter and said, come and get me. Now you add those number of hours where there's no attention to you, nothing. Not even a report of the EKG. Okay. Several days later, we go with the ambulance. He goes in, whatever time it was, 8, 9, whatever, at night. 3 o'clock in the morning, he calls my sister, and he says, please ask my daughter to come and pick me up. They've done nothing for me.
Wow.
Zero. Nobody paid any attention. As he's going away, he looks at the sign on the door, the 12-hour wait to take care of you for free. Then I see in the news that Canada is now almost there. I'm not positive if they did it or not. But the young man, the prophetic man, Barry Wunsch,
yeah.
Okay, said he had a vision. And in the vision, he saw these executives at a big table, and he sensed it was the officials of Ottawa signing a paper releasing all of the medical profession to the World Health Organization. So their sovereignty now is removed. And now they're planning that here.
Yes.
Guess what the results are? If you're an elderly person and you're not feeling too good and you can't pay your bills, guess what their option is going to be? Because legally now, with the World Health Organization, you can give yourself a shot or take two pills and your problems will be over and your bills will be paid and they'll bury you quickly. Mm-hmm. Euthanasia is the solution to the elderly. Okay. So what am I saying now? You don't have a right to continue to kill babies, so now they'll kill the elderly instead. Or both. And that is the God of this earth who is still operating, but the God of heaven has got his eyes on us, and he's watching you and me. How are we going to act and react? What's our job? When we go to that communion table, we have a job to do. Okay? It is not lightweight. It is very heavyweight. To recognize that God can and is putting a hook in the jaw and in the nose of those that have got the wrong intentions, and he's going to deal with it. This is way too big for us. But it's not too big for our God. And as I was reading this, you see that the very first words there is that he would like to abort, okay, what the remnant is doing. He would like you and me to quit praying. But you know what I'm talking about, okay? I know what he wants, but I'm not going to give him the satisfaction.
That's right.
Okay?
Amen.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus,
when there are two in agreement,
when there are two in agreement,
asking you for anything,
asking you for anything,
you will supply an answer.
You will supply an answer.
We can't do what is needed in this country.
We can't do what is needed in this country.
But we can do,
what we can do,
what you orchestrate us to do,
what you orchestrate us to do,
for Chicopee,
for Chicopee,
for the Tri-City area,
for the Tri-City area,
for Massachusetts,
for Massachusetts,
for New England,
for New England,
for New York,
for New York,
and even Eastern Canada.
And even Eastern Canada.
I give you praise.
I give you praise.
You heard what our words are, Lord.
You heard what our words are, Lord.
And like Hezekiah,
we're laying this out on your altar.
To do a work.
To